2 Chronicles 16:9, "For the eyes of the Lord search back and forth across the whole earth, looking for people whose hearts are perfect toward him, so that he can show his great power in helping them." He is looking for us. He's looking for you, Suzanne. He knows who will be loyal to him, and he will show his great power in helping them. That's just amazing to me that God, the Almighty God, wants to help us, really. And all we have to do is ask him. This is one of my favorite verses, Luke 11:33 to 36. "No one lights a lamp and hides it. Instead, he puts it on a lampstand to give light to all who enter the room. Your eyes light up your inward being. A pure eye lets sunshine into your soul. A lustful eye shuts out the light and plunges you into darkness. So watch out that the sunshine isn't blotted out. If you are filled with light within, with no dark corners, then your face will be radiant too, as though a floodlight is beamed upon you." So this talks about the eye being the lamp of your body. And if your eye is good, then the light will shine through you. And if it's bad, then it will be in darkness. And I feel what God is saying here is what we seek in life, if we're seeking good, if we're seeking his will, which is good, then his light will shine through us. And it will be so apparent to everyone. When the sun is out, when a light is shining on you, you can't not look at it. It's just there. It's so clear and in your face, and you can't escape it. And when you seek God and you seek truth and we seek good, God is going to reveal himself to us. He's going to reveal his light and his love and his peace and all that he is, because we're seeking after him. If we're using our eyes for our own fleshy desires, like what we want, could be a relationship, a person, could be our dreams and our goals and work or whatever it is that you're seeking for. If it's not aligned with his will, and if it's not what the word says, then I'm sorry, but it's not good. It's not what God has for you. Our eyes are the windows to our souls. I like that. And I feel that when we pray, we should ask him for his eyes, for our eyes to be open to how he sees things, for our eyes to be open to the truth and to all the lies in the world, and for our eyes to be open to his will and ask for his will to be done. Let me tell you a little bit about me. I was striving for the Hollywood biz, and ever since I got out of high school, actually, and I had big dreams, and I still have big dreams. They're just way different now. And my dreams were to fulfill my needs. My dreams were for me to be famous and on the big screen and doing what I want, living the way that I wanted, and I did. I did movies. I was on lots of sets. I was modeling and doing things for my own pleasure, doing things to fulfill my own needs. But in the end, I noticed that it was fun and all, but I wasn't filled. I wasn't filled with joy. I wasn't filled with true love. And I've always been a loving person and a happy person, but I had a hole, and it was a God hole. And that hole was the relationship with God that I didn't have, and I needed, but I didn't realize I needed. And I was seeing the world through my own eyes, selfishly, egotistically, and feeding my own desires because I did what I wanted, girl. Sure. Not what God wanted. And when I finally realized that I was getting nowhere, I mean, I was getting somewhere in a world standpoint, but I wasn't getting where God wanted me to be. There was so many broken relationships, so many expectations that weren't met, and it was because I wasn't asking God to guide me through it all. I was helping myself. I was trying to be independent, because that's the cool thing to do nowadays, right? Right? But not knowing that the creator of the world, the creator of me, just wanted me to ask him. To just ask him for who he created me to be, to show me the truth, to show me where he wanted me to be. And until I surrendered, I didn't see that. I didn't see the world how he saw it. I didn't see people how he saw them. I didn't see my life how he saw it. I planned out and saw my life how I wanted it. I thought I knew who my soulmate was. I thought I knew that I was going to be this famous actress doing movies like Angelina Jolie. No, I knew I was going to. And I feel that if I continued to strive in that direction, I would have succeeded, because when I want something, I get it. And not in a conceited way, but when I set my mind, heart, soul, sweat, tears into something, it will manifest whether it's God's will or not. But of course, that's not always God's will. But does he stop us from making our own choices? No. We have free will. But that was that what God wanted for me? And that was the question that I never even thought of, because I thought I knew. And when I finally asked him for his will to be done, I had no idea. No idea that he was going to do 180 in my life. I was just living in LA this past year, and I was living in LA, and I was actually getting more and more into the word, and that's why he kept pulling me and leading me back to the church, because obviously he wanted me here for a reason. And I was, even though that he was pulling me, I was still living in LA. I was still doing what I was doing before, still partying, still doing what I wanted, and God kept revealing to me, and he kept pulling me to here. And let's just say that I never thought in my wildest dreams that I would be standing up here talking about God to you guys. Like, really? But he showed me visions for my life, and I had to let go of people who I thought were supposed to be in my life. I had to let go of things that I loved to do. And when I did, and when I started doing what he wanted me to do, and I started seeing the world how he sees it, I fell more and more in love, and that's all I want now. That's all that fulfills me. And that hole that I had, and it was after my mom passed, that dark, dark hole of loneliness and unworthiness, or wanted to be accepted by the world when God accepted me the whole time. And that's all who truly matters. When that hole was filled, I was filled. I'm still so filled with his, the Holy Spirit, with his everlasting love, eternal love, his peace, his joy, his wisdom, his vision. And when he showed me his vision for my life, I'm able to see. That's all I want. I don't want what I used to want anymore. And for years, I saw something else, because that's what I was choosing to see. Because that's what I thought was best for me. That's what I thought I was made here to do. And until we take our focus off the world, off ourselves, off our expectations, our wants, our needs that we think we need, that we think we want, once we take our focus off that and focus on the one who truly matters, that's when your calling will be revealed. That's when your life will begin, and that's when the Almighty God will show him to you. And it's so amazing. It's so amazing when you finally get it. It's like light bulb. And no one is perfect. I'm not perfect. I'm far from perfect. But every day I strive to be like him and to think like him, to see like him, and I ask him, that your will be done. And I thank him. Thank you. Thank you for where you've brought me. Thank you for what you've gotten me out of. Thank you for healing me. Thank you for accepting me, for accepting my flaws and my faults and what I've done in the past. And thank you so much for still wanting me, still wanting to use me for the glory of his kingdom. That's just It blows my mind. It's just unfathomable, the feeling of being wanted by the Almighty God, the creator of the universe. Like, we are just a tiny speck today, how he was talking about. Just, we're so small compared to the universe, compared to the galaxies, and he wants you. He wants your full attention. He wants you to put your eyes on him and ask him for his eyes to see how he sees everything. And the world may not seem beautiful, and people may not seem beautiful because how they treat others or how it is. I know it's messed up, but we don't have to be. We could be those lights that are shining, those lights that are so bright that people draw to us because we have God in us. Don't you want to be that light? Don't you want to be his child, doing his will, helping people that are lost? Because in the end, this life is so temporary, it's just a blink of an eye. And eternity, it's heaven or hell. And we have to choose. We have to choose where we want to go, and I do not want to go to hell, that's for sure. So are we going to choose to follow our fleshy desires and not care what God thinks? Or are we going to turn to him and focus on him and ask him, follow him, be with him, dwell in him, and focus on him and ask him and read his word and let him reveal things to you and let him reveal the best of blessings that he has for you? Don't you want that? Because I do. And God is sitting back on his throne. God doesn't have time, okay? We have time here, but God doesn't have time. There is no time in eternity. Do you know what eternity is? I looked it up. Eternity. Infinite or unending time. A state to which time has no application, timelessness, everlasting, immortality, forever, never dying, imperishable. Eternity is forever. It's infinite. Just imagine that. Oh, wait, we can't imagine that. You know why? Because things end here. But God is waiting. God is waiting for Billy Bob, okay? He's waiting for Billy Bob on the throne. He's like, he's like, okay, waiting for Billy Bob. I don't know if he has that accent, but waiting for Billy Bob and waiting for him to focus on me and not himself, not what he wants to do, and focus on the beautiful life I have for him. Oh, wait, I don't gotta watch because there's no time up here. I could wait forever. But he's waiting. He's waiting for you. Just ask him. Ask him for his eyes. To see the truth, to see what he wants for you. Just ask him. It's really that easy. You just have to 100% want it. And you have to 100% surrender and fully want it because he knows our hearts. You can't fool God. He knows you. He knows when you're joking. He knows when you're lying. He knows when you're lying to yourself. Yeah, talking to you. Seriously, he created you. He knows you better than you know yourself. Ouch. I want to hurt. Ask him. Ask him and you'll see the world how he sees it, and it's so beautiful. He'll fill you with that love, that acceptance that everyone wants. He knows everything about you, and he loves you with everything that he is, and that is infinite. He loves you so much. Ask him to come into your heart and dwell in you and live in you, grow in you, so that you can become the man and the woman he created you to be. And don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to let go of your comfort zone. Or letting go of what you know, because it's all temporary. God is infinite. If you learn more about him and you seek after him, he will give you the desires of your heart, of what he knows in your heart is best. He will shower you with blessings. He will shower you with love, true love. All you gotta do is ask him. Romans 8:1-2. Therefore, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives us life has set you free from the law of sin and death. Whew! Jeremiah 29:11-13. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for evil, to give you future and a hope. In those days when you pray, I will listen. You will find me when you seek me, if you look for me in earnest. Psalms 139:23. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test my thoughts. Point out anything you find in me that makes you sad, and lead me along the path of everlasting life. Genesis 1:27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. We are made in his image. He wants us to see the way he sees. 1 John 2:15-17. Stop loving this evil world and all that it offers you. For when you love these things, you show that you do not really love God. For all these worldly things, these evil desires, the crave for sex, the ambition to buy everything that appeals to you, and the pride that comes from wealth and importance, these are not from God. They are from this evil world itself, and this world is fading away, and these evil, forbidden things will go with it. Hallelujah. But whoever keeps doing the will of God will live forever. Each of us has been given a unique and individual purpose that cannot fail if we cast off fear and stop listening to the lies of failure, doom and gloom, and all the negativity that the devil has beating us up with, regardless of our past and our shortcomings. Why? Because it is God ordained. That's why. And besides that, Romans 11:29 says, for God's gifts and his call can never be withdrawn. He will never go back on his promises. He's given this to you, and he will never take it back. It stands as a fact of his total truth towards you. Ask to look through the eyes of the promiser. I'm going to end in prayer, unless you want to. Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you. Thank you for each and every one of these people that's in the room right now, Lord. I just ask that you open up their hearts to fully and 100% receive you and ask you for your eyes to see how you see things, to see their vision and their calling, and to see the man and the woman that you want them to be, that you created them to be. I just ask that you grow inside them and you fill them with your love and your peace and your comfort, so they know that you will guide them through it all and guide them through this journey. And you guys don't need to raise your hand or stand up or anything, but just if you feel him tugging at your heart, if you feel him calling you, just ask him, because he can hear you. Ask him for his eyes, because he wants you and he loves you. I pray this in Jesus' precious and almighty name. Amen.